Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5.
It's not necessary to decide and analyze which thing you should do. It's just necessary to keep saying yes and keep living that with ease. And know that every single person is a world. So when you impact one person, you just change the ripple of their whole trajectory of their life.
Hey, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to the Kathy Heller podcast. We have such a beautiful conversation to share. Before we dive in, I just want to make sure that you're following me on Instagram, because on Monday, I have a huge announcement and we're probably going to be doing a pop-up on Zoom, and I'll be posting the link. We're going to do a little affirmation, a little visualization. I'll be announcing something really fun, and I'll be giving everybody a little giveaway. We'll be putting people into a raffle. So it's going to be really fun. So go to my Instagram at kathy.heller and follow along so that you can make sure that you hear about the holiday pop-up party and all the cool announcements that are coming. Today, I wanted to share a special coaching call that we did with this incredible woman, Amanda. She's already manifested so many miracles in her life, but she's not sure what the next step is. She wanted to talk about using her voice and her message to reach more people. I think you're going to be astounded by what she's been fighting through and what she's survived and how she's going about her life in such an incredibly inspiring way. And even if you're not necessarily facing any situation like this, her resilience and the way that she shows up, I think, is just something we can all be so incredibly moved by. So let's get into it. Take a listen. So I want to ask you, what's on your mind?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Thank you so much for calling on me. I did your turn to podcast, or am doing it. And basically, like, since finding you through the free group that like kicked that off and listening to your podcast and all the things, you have changed my life. And I won't give the like whole long story, but basically about 3 years ago, I was given a really dire prognosis with just weeks or months to live. And so every day since then, that I am alive and here, I just see as a total gift and a miracle. And so through that, I've gotten to share my story and the amazing like mountaintops and valleys of all of that. And I have been on a lot of podcasts, and oftentimes people would say like, oh, well, you should have a podcast. And I was like, oh, I should have a podcast. But I've been really about living life every day and not really looking to like the future, because I just want to like seize every opportunity and, you know, those kind of things. And oftentimes when I embark on a bigger project, I'll hit medical roadblocks and it kind of gets in my way. And so all that to say that I got into Your Turn to Podcast and started recording, and I had this idea for It's a Miracle. I have this sticker that I sell and give away that just reminds people to live every day as a miracle, to see every gift as an opportunity and their life as a miracle. So I wanted to talk through miracles and share my miracles that have happened along the way. I mean, I just have so many. I mean, you're a miracle in my life. I found you at a point that I was like, I can't keep going. And you re-inspired me. And I was like, I will go to my chemo and I will listen to Kathy's podcast during chemo and I will have hope. And so all of that to say that I've gotten to this point where then it was like, I've really learned I have such hope and I talk about hope, but you've really given me also the language of hope is possibility. And so I feel like I now am like tethered a bit between all of this hope and possibility, but also this like finite ability to actually make things happen given my energy level and my constant, every time I go to the doctor, they're like, well, you're not dead yet, but we don't really know why. And so through one of the calls that you had, I was like, you know what? I feel like it's a miracle is almost playing small. You know, like I want to like really look at like, how can I actually help people? And one of the things that I feel like kind of changes me versus like some people with a terminal illness is like, I really want people to understand, like, you can still have a personality and you can still have fun and be sarcastic and all the things. And so I've also come up with these ideas and ways that, like, I make navigating a terminal illness or if someone has, like, a chronic illness or struggles, like, make it easy. And so, like, I had the opportunity to talk with Kelsey and I kind of explained, like, I have 5 makeup products that I put on every day. That people are always like, oh, you put on makeup. And it's like, I'm terminally ill, not chronically ugly. You know, like we can live life. So I have these steps and I was like, well, what if I had a course where I could do that and really teach people? Or is that my offer? Or do I just do that as like an Instagram thing and do affiliate marketing? Because the reality is having a terminal illness is expensive. And so it would be nice to be able to like make a little bit of money or a lot of money, actually. I mean, like I'll be Kathy, like I'll make millions. So there's my possibility. There's like, I feel like I even have the thing, but I don't know exactly. I don't know where to start. And okay, one more thing is like, I explained all of this and I like write on the post of like, your turn to podcast and stuff like that. And I receive like feedback from a lot of people that are like, I want you to be on my show. I want you to share whatever. And like, I've always been someone that I feel like I'm very like generous with my encouragement. And I love to like partner with people and whatever, but I feel like I only have this like limited capacity and limited energy. And so at the end of the day, like, could I share my story more by being a guest on other people's podcasts than with whatever limited time I have left trying to build my own audience? And that's a real struggle for me because I'm like, I don't want to ignore all these people that are like, come be on my podcast when like, that's what I want to do versus is it selfish to be like, no, I need to focus on building my own name, brand, empire when that's not who I am. So
it's so ironic that you have this experience in your life and every word and every moment with you is medicine for everybody else. You're literally medicine. Like you give everybody life force because you're like Tinkerbell. You're like beyond this limited, ugly place we can sometimes get trapped in our mind. You exist in a world beyond that. You exist in a different dimension. And I just want to say a few things, which is, do you know Chris Carr? Do you know her story?
A little bit. Someone, one time when I was talking in the group, someone was like, follow her. So I have to some extent. Yeah.
Yeah. So Chris Carr is a friend of mine and she 20 years ago was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and she still has it.
And she was on the podcast like a couple.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. She still has it. And her whole platform is that at one point she went to her doctor at Sloan Kettering and she kept thinking that she could beat it and she could beat it and she could beat it. And eventually they said something similar to her, like, well, we don't know how you're here, but you're still here. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, oh, maybe I'll be the person that shows people that one way is not trying to beat it, but that we can live with this and that maybe I can live 5 years or maybe I can live 3 years. And now it's been 20. And so she's definitely someone that you should connect to. And I'll see if I can connect you guys directly. So I'll reach out to her. Let's see what she says. I can't, maybe probably like other people have had that thought with people that they love as much as they love you. So let me see, but I'll ask her. But the other thing is, if you've been watching Dan Buettner's show, The Blue Zones, The 100 Years of Longevity, it's a Netflix documentary. There's an episode about a man who was living in the States, but he's from Greece and he was given 6 months to live. And so he decided to like go back to his little town because he knew that they gave him only 6 months. And then Dan Buettner interviewed him 40 years later.
Right.
And he's still living because he has the same oxygen and alignment as you. And he went on for 40 years. So I have learned enough and seen enough in my lifetime that I don't necessarily put a lot of stock in the things people feel so certain about, because there's just so many dimensions to what fuels us, what keeps us living. So I don't know, but I do know that those things are things that are real. And so I wanted to just share that with you. As far as you and what you just shared and what's next, you know, it's interesting because you are literally the living example of pure courage and pure optimism and pure vision. And it's what keeps you with such a high vibe and such a beautiful energy and such a beautiful outlook when you have every reason to be just like consumed by fear and pain. And there's just so much to your like absolute pristine vibration. And what's interesting is while you have that, there's this one thought that makes you question what is already so valuable, that's already there, that people are literally lining up for. You don't necessarily see it, but they're all lining up for it. And it's just being witness to you. And not because you have a certain diagnosis, but because of you, your energy, your outlook, your perspective. It is so bold and so miraculous and so life-giving that people are constantly seeking it and want it all the time. It's so amazing. So how do you do it? Well, once you really get that, what I just said, and you invite people to be there, if you want to make millions of dollars, I mean, people pay for value, right? Why do people pay Chris Carr? She was an actress who got this diagnosis and then started sharing it. And why do people want to be around her? Because she teaches people how to live. And it's so huge and it's so essential. And so she's gone on to make millions of dollars. The offer is that you teach people how to live. And that is a miracle, because most people who don't have a diagnosis don't know how to live. They live all day this much of their life force and they live in fear and they don't live the day. They're afraid to live the day every day. And you live, like fully live, like in the best part of your capacity. You have the most clear vision no matter what. It's just like this unbelievable power to stay focused on what's really here and possible. And it's amazing. So can you go on other people's podcasts or start your own? Totally. You could start your own and you could use the episodes where you're recording other people's podcasts and ask them for the audio and put those on your podcast. You could literally repurpose the same work and just go on other people's podcasts and also use those interviews. And I'm sure, because this happens even with everyday people, where people will say, that was such a good interview. Do you mind if I use it on my show? And be like, absolutely, go ahead. But you are such an extraordinary case of a human that I'm sure people would say, sure. But the most important thing I think here is you having your own direct connection with your audience. So whether you go on someone's podcast or you repurpose that same episode and put it on your podcast, what I would love for you to do is invite people into your world. And that's where the money comes in, right? Because people pay for value in exchange for value. And I think what I'm trying to get across to you is when you start to understand how extremely valuable just being in your energy is, just having you share one or two things every time you're on a Zoom call with people about how to look at life or one thing you can do to be the most alive version of yourself. I mean, you're going to heal so many lives. And there's nothing else you have to do other than be yourself. But right now, the only thing that's not happening is because you're not 100% as sure of that as I am, you're just not inviting people to that. But we can make it up where there's just such a simple offer. It's like, it's a miracle. You're a miracle. You know, your life is a miracle. Come be with me, you know, and this is what I want to share with you. And it's as simple as that. And so every time you go on someone's podcast, you talk about it at the end of every episode. You say, if you want to be with me, this is what it costs. And it could be as simple as just having an, it, you know, it's a miracle membership where people pay whatever it is, whether it's $50 a month or $100 a month to spend time with you. And week by week, whether you're on for 30 minutes or however long you want to be on there, you listen to people and you give people a change in their outlook, which is you can teach someone anything and it'll go as far as it goes. But if you teach someone how to look at the world differently, they'll never be the same.
That's what I feel like you've done for me 100%.
That is sweet. That means a lot to me. I mean, I'm so grateful that I could, you know, be 1 ounce of healing for you. But really, you are a living testament of helping us see the world differently. You know, I think about Dr. Gladys, who was on my show, who's 103. And because she's 103, she doesn't know the time that she has left. And her son and her, three of her kids are doctors, and she's a doctor. Her kids are in their 80s. And her son said to her, Mom, do you think I should retire? And she's like, retire? You're a young chicken. You better keep going. And then she just wrote her newest book. And she's like, I don't think about that. I just get to work every day. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, what? Like, and she's so wise and she makes more sense than the youngest whippersnapper who like just graduated from Harvard and is like 26 with like all their masters and vitality. Like, she's way smarter and way sharper and it's amazing. And then Dr. Edith Eger, who's like 95, you know, I interview her twice and she's like, she's 95. She doesn't know the timing she has. She wrote two best-selling books in her 90s. Like in her 90s, she wrote those books. She didn't write those books in her 60s or 50s or 40s. And I'm around her. Whenever I'm around her, she's so cute. The last time I was with her, we were on a Zoom call and she goes, can you stand up? So I stand up. She goes, I want to see the whole outfit. And she's like, where'd you get your top? Send me the link. And I'm like, this woman lives in a different dimension. Like, she's 95. She went through the Holocaust. She has every reason to like get under the covers and not come out and like all the things. And she's like, I love your top. Where do I get it? And this is what my new book's about. And did you know I'm doing a workshop? And would you like to come? And I'm like, I think I'm reborn, like the same way that I am talking to you. And so these are great examples of people who they do not know the time that is left. And it's like, besides the point. The point is, this moment, I'm here. I'm here in this moment, which means, you know, there's a Jewish prayer every single morning, which is about thanking God that you are here again another day because you're needed, right? And it's like this idea that like, if I woke up today, It's because today I'm needed here and that's why I'm here. And nobody knows anything, although people are so cavalier because they take it for granted nonstop, but nobody actually knows what the hell is going on with anyone.
I think part of the way that I have felt like I can speak to anyone on the spectrum is because I received this diagnosis in the midst of COVID when, like, right. I didn't know what my day was, but I mean, no one did. I mean, people planned weddings and they didn't happen. Like, nobody knew what our days were. And so it became kind of my mission. Like, no one knows what tomorrow, none of us are promised tomorrow. Right. And so to be able to embrace like every sunset as a miracle, because it's a gift we weren't promised when we woke up.
And also, as an aside, but I think it's an important one, I'll get you on it if you haven't done it, but there's a whole team of people who were trained by Dr. Joe Dispenza who do coherence healings. Mm-hmm. And I've been at those retreats many times. I was just in Vail with them for 6 days. And the data is insane. I went with him to his lab at UC San Diego, and we watched how meditators went into a room and changed an incubator filled with pancreatic cancer cells. They changed the cells by directing this vibration of loving awareness, basically. And because it's all a field of energy, they changed the energy by changing the coherence in the field. And it's insane. And so I've been at these retreats where people come in with tumors all over their body, and then we take an MRI and they come back to the next retreat and they just have these insane outcomes. Like, it's insane. And so there's something about entrainment of energy, being in that energy, and you should be doing that, you know? So I'll send you the link to like what I think is one of the best groups of his, and it's free. You just get on there, and on Zoom, they can do this healing for you. But I think that we are all clear in this moment. Everyone who's here who has the privilege of being in this moment right now is 100% certain that you are a miracle for everyone, anyone, and you're needed. So I think it's about having the courage. It's about having the courage to realize that you are like Halley's Comet, and it's so important and special that you have to have, it's almost like you have to have this reckoning with yourself. Like, I have the ability to bottle up Halley's Comet and hand it to people. And my job is to hand that to people every day, no matter how many people it is, because it will change their
life. I, not in a prideful way, but like, I think to some extent I get that because I feel the reason I'm here is because I still have a purpose. And like, I feel like I can get up every morning because if I can inspire one person, it's worth it. And I mean, I've broken, well, as of last week, 24 bones in the last 3 years. Like, I walk and I break my femur. You know, like, I have immense amount of pain. But at the end of the day, like, it doesn't matter because I know it's for more. And like, I know where I'm going at the end of this. And so it's like, I can take every day because like, I know what the other side is. And so it's just about inspiring every person that I meet in the midst of it. But like, I feel I just want to do that. And I feel like, okay, I get all the like pieces and even I have the courage, but I feel limited because I'm like, but I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not talking to the people. I feel like I haven't had that like breakthrough of like, that's where I'm like, do I have a course? Do I have a pot? Like, what do I do to have that like breakthrough moment where I can really do more than what I'm doing? Or
am I too greedy
to want more?
I think you're having it right now. I mean, I think the illusion that you have is that you don't have it, but you're doing it right now. And I've looked at your Instagram and you're doing it on every post. You're doing it. You've been doing it. That is not true that you don't know how or you haven't done. Like, all you're doing is doing that. you're impacting people every single day, all day long. Now you want to do it even more so. And mm-hmm. so again, it's not hard. It's just the courage to just let yourself do it. Say yes. Just keep saying yes. Say yes to every time someone has you on the podcast. I mean, we can put this clip with your permission on my podcast. So you're on the podcast right now if you want to be, right? So this will go out to a million people. But like,
not me laying on the floor dead, but careful, I have a heart condition.
Say yes to everything and keep saying yes. So this is a yes, and it's not necessary at this point, given all of the information and all the miracles and all the possibility and all the potential in the field. It's not necessary to decide and analyze which thing you should do. It's just necessary to keep saying yes and keep living that with ease and know that every single person is a world. So when you impact one person, you just change the ripple of their whole trajectory of their life. Seriously. So you're doing it right now. And there's people listening live, right? There's 63 of us. And then we'll send this out so a million people will hear it. So that's that. And then you'll say yes to anyone on this call who already has a podcast who wants to have you on. Anyone who's already DM'd you, you just do it one step at a time. Instead of thinking about the whole thing, you build it brick by brick. You don't look at the skyscraper, you just build the next brick. So you keep saying yes. And then as far as your podcast, you put one out there. And you put it on your Instagram. And when you go on people's podcasts, you tell them that you have a podcast and you don't overthink it. You don't worry about over editing it. You don't worry about you do Instagram lives with people. Make that an episode and put that on your podcast and then let them use that on their podcast one step at a time. And we don't get overwhelmed. And then you start making offers and you say, here's my Zoom link. It's now called a membership called It's Your Miracle. Here's my PayPal. You can pay me. It's $55 a month. Join me. I'll be live every Monday morning. Can't wait to see you. If there's a Monday you can't make it, say I don't feel good today. I'll see you guys on Wednesday. People will adjust one by one. That's it. That's it. We keep it super simple and we just keep saying yes. We stop trying to analyze how we're going to make it to like 12 and 13 steps. We're just going to do this step right in front of us.
Yeah.
And everything about you and everything about your energy, your vibration, the way you see the world is so potent and so powerful that in so many ways, it doesn't even make sense because the typical analytical mind, which is so buried in fear, couldn't even usually get to this conversation. In fact, sadly, there are so many people who are not wanting to live or get out of bed and they don't have a diagnosis, but the mind that they have in this moment is focused so much on all these things that their brain tells them that they don't even have the energy or the gift that they have. And, it's so incredibly powerful and life-giving, and you gave us all so much. So let me ask you this, since this is going to now be a podcast. Can you tell us what is one or two things, one or two, one is fine, but what are one or two things that we could all think about that would help us live better quality days?
Wow. Well, first of all, this just blew my mind. And so I think that the most important thing that I have learned throughout this whole journey is truly that it seems so easy, and yet it's so hard to see every circumstance, every day, every challenge, and every blessing as a gift. And when we can see things as a gift, we walk through life open-handed. And I think the hardest thing about my life prior to being sick was I tried to grasp at everything. And by grasping at everything, I couldn't receive anything. And so I was constantly fighting for life. And by walking through life with an open hand, you stop fighting and you start living. And it totally changes everything because walking through life with open hand and open heart, you receive people, you receive blessing, you receive the sunsets, you receive the coffee dates, like everything. And I think that's what I want people to do, is to just be able to walk through and not be fighting, not live in flight or flight, not live in, I have to have this, I have to have this, but I get this. And I get this moment and I get today. And I don't know what I get tomorrow, but it's all a gift.
It's so huge. It's so big. It's so powerful. And I want you to say more about it, since this is now a podcast and everybody's hanging on your every last word. Say more about what it means that you were fighting and then you opened your hands. Say more about what that means.
Well, we all have a history and we all have a past. And I grew up with a single mom. I walked through, you know, the abuse and all that kind of stuff. And I had the people pleaser. I had all the checklist of all the things. And that drives you to live a certain way, or it drove me to live a certain way. And I wanted to be the best, or I wanted to make sure that I had everything, or I wanted to make a spot in the world for myself. And I think that that's the cry of all of our hearts, is I want to be seen, I want to be known. But instead of realizing, like, we are seen and we are known and we have value and we have a place in this world, and we don't have to fight for that. We're not made to fight for things. We're made to go, you know what? This is who I am. And again, like, I'm going to open my hands and accept I don't have to have a terminal illness in order to matter, or I don't have to have 6 weeks in order to make those 6 weeks matter. I don't have to worry about how I'm going to pay my rent in order to live with purpose and to act in a way that aligns with my values. Because honestly, I don't know how I've been able to live and afford life. And I have a hyperbaric chamber that cost $30,000 that people started to GoFundMe and got me, and it saved my life. Like, I have more miracle stories than I could put in 1,000 podcast episodes, but it's simply because that's how I walk through life. And we can all walk through life that way.
You know, I started today by talking about how it's so important for us to understand energy, because we create when we understand our own energy. And what an incredible gift that you are here in this moment, like pouring this oxygen over everybody. And you're a living example of what master manifestation looks like. Because when you are on this high frequency, this high vibe, you are reception itself. You are so receptive that you get the most beautiful music, the most beautiful broadcast, that even in this kind of a situation, you can reach for the higher note. And when you do, there's this incredible broadcast. And that is like the definition of every one of us knowing how to focus our energy, because so much of you and me, but let's talk about you for a second, and all of us, but you, so much of you, just like all of us, is not physical. And your energy that's not physical is literally leading you to the most gorgeous health and synchronicities and collaborations and cooperation and the highest and best ways that humanity can show up. You invite that in because your physical body might be having one experience, but you as a whole, you as who you are in your essence, is operating in such a coherent way that you just give way to receiving, which is what we all can do. And then I love that you're saying, imagine if without a very dire issue or problem, you knew to focus and receive and know that it's enough, and know that you matter, and know that moment by moment, You don't have to impress, prove, or justify your existence. That you in yourself, as you are justified. And that in that way, you serve, and therefore you can receive, and therefore your life has meaning. And that's so huge. And that's part of what I was saying before is like, we get so tripped up with, I only matter if I have more followers, so I better get to it and look how behind I am. Or I only matter if I have this big problem, or if I have this, whatever it is. And it's just like, each human being is a world unto itself and is part of an ecosystem where they affect a whole world of people. And every day you're being given different people who you bump into. Look at this moment. You're on a Zoom call. You're affecting 60 some odd people in this very moment at one shot, right? And you will affect your friend, your doctor, the person who delivers your mail, like what all of this. And you're saying to each one of us, can you imagine if you just saw it that way and knew you were worthy and you opened your palms to receive and then started to see all of the gifts that are there? It's incredible.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking as you were talking, if you want to put out this membership, you could see what the feedback is. And if you wanted to try something else, I was thinking as you were speaking that a course that you could create, which would basically just be 12 weeks with you, 12 Zoom calls with you, could be about helping people write their legacy, like week by week, helping people decide what is it that their life is about and what are the things that they want to make sure that they are. You know, we get so distracted from the main thing.
Kathy, yesterday, I think you talked about legacy and like my post that I wrote like yesterday as I was walking around Disney, like typing into my notes section of my phone, I literally wrote a post about legacy based on like your Zoom call. And I just haven't even put it on my Instagram, but because it was too long for one and I hadn't broken it up yet. And then it was time to get on this call. So that's crazy.
Okay, so that's amazing synchronicity. So we're in that way right now. We're having that like mind meld because as Thomas Hubel said to me, that's what happens is when we are in a state of open-heartedness, we transmit, we transfer, we pick up each other's signals, and then we actually can help each other in bigger ways. And so we're reading each other, right? And so maybe that's the thing is that you say to people, you know, I'll walk you through being deliberate about what is the story you're writing with your life. What are you leaving every day behind? What do you stand for? What are you doing? What matters to you? What do you want to make sure that you're doing? And people get a chance to work with somebody on that, which is the project of our life.
Yeah.
And most people are so distracted trying to get ahead in their follower count or in their bank account that they forget, what do I actually want to leave as a mark every day? And did I spend any time on that? If my real legacy is about being a better parent or a better friend, how much of my attention went to that today? How much of my attention went to, I said that my thing is teaching people kindness or teaching people whatever. What am I doing about that? And how does that change people's feeling of fulfillment when they start focusing on that? It's incredible. I love it. And I think what we should do is you should come in as a guest expert in the program and you could give a little talk on that, but I'll lead you through it so you don't have to prepare anything.
Oh my gosh. You're amazing.
Oh my God. Priscilla just said that Bob Goff is following you.
Oh yeah, Bob. Yeah, he's great. Oh, I love Bob. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so big. I had Bob on my show and I went to his program at Onsite and he's amazing.
Yeah, I met him at the Oaks and actually, so he did my sizzle reel, like speaker introduction. He calls me Hope on Wheels. So
insane, you guys. Bob is so amazing.
You guys are like my two favorites. Oh my goodness.
He's so incredible. And it says so much that he sees and loves you and he's all about spreading love.
Yeah.
He's so amazing. I went to Onsite for 7 days and it completely changed my life. He's so kind. And when I left the last day of that program, he has this bagpipe player stand in front of everyone and play Amazing Grace.
Wow.
And everyone is sobbing. And he says to everyone, you're going to leave it here. All that pain, you're going to leave it here. And we're going to bury it in this earth. Oh, he's so amazing. He's so kind. Every person on that staff, even the kitchen staff, the amount of love that comes out of their eyes will melt you. Just the woman who serves you coffee.
Yeah.
He's so incredible. I love that he knows you. I think today you need to DM him and say, Bob, when am I coming on your podcast? And when are you coming online? And you guys should do an Instagram live. You should suggest that you do an Instagram live with him and then he can use that as a podcast and he'll say yes.
The three of us.
You don't need me there. I say this all the time, but I'm going to say it again. The most powerful person in the room is the most loving person. And when you remember that, you don't need me there. You just need love. That's it.
You're my hero, though. Thank you.
Oh my God, Amanda, honestly, you're so amazing. What an incredible gift you are. Can everyone just put your hands on your heart and send the most beautiful, healing, grateful energy to Amanda? And just open your heart, feel your heart open, and just envelop her in the purest, most creative, loving energy that renews her. And just, Amanda, I want you to receive that as much as you can.
Yeah.
When we do that, we literally change the field. And DNA is just information. It's a code. And you can change that DNA when you change the information in the field. And the truth is that, as Deepak Chopra said to me, every doctor, they don't heal people. They create the conditions for people to heal themselves. And ultimately, it's about changing the field. It's about changing consciousness. And when we change consciousness, it changes because the pharmacy's in here. And when you start dripping this like dopamine from here, it's so powerful to how it repairs. So anyway, this was so amazing. What a gift. I love the unpredictable because God is so good and the mysticism is so much more what we came for than a pile of things. And this is why it's like, just open your palms and go, because you can bump into amazing moments like this. So thank you. Thank you.
I really can't put into words how amazing Amanda is. I want to give her a huge thank you for letting us share this. You can follow her on Instagram at Amanda_Ferrin, and Ferrin is spelled F-E-R-R-I-N. And here are the takeaways. Number one, teaching people how to live is a miracle in itself. When you teach someone how to look at the world differently, they'll never be the same. Number two, there's nothing else you have to do other than be yourself. Number three, if you wake up today, it's because today you're needed here. Number four, no one is promised tomorrow. Embrace every sunset as a miracle because it is a gift. Number five, it's about having the courage to realize that you are the Halley's Comet. It's the courage to just let yourself do it and just keep saying yes. Number six, when we can see every circumstance and every challenge as something that's happening for us, then by walking through life in this way, we can really stop fighting it and really start living with it. Number seven, you don't have to impress or prove or justify your existence. You and yourself, you as you are justified. And number eight, when we are in a state of open-heartedness, we transmit, we transfer, we pick up each other's signals, and then we actually help each other in such a big way. Thank you so much for listening. I know that there's just so much going on and there's so much you have on your plate. So I really appreciate that you're here. And if you want more episodes like this, make sure that you follow along on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And if you want to support this mission, please leave us a review and a rating because it helps out so much. If you can think of somebody who would appreciate this podcast, this episode itself, or any other episode, please share it with them. And remember, go follow me on Instagram at Kathy.Heller because I want you to be in the loop for our holiday pop-up party and for all the announcements that are coming next week. I love you so much. I'll leave you with a song. Have a great weekend.
Got the heart of a hero.